NVIDIA Corporation hasn't been a household name until fairly recently. And now, with a major policy change by the Trump administration, it's a must-know. NVIDIA creates advanced computer chips that are critical to the development of artificial intelligence. President Donald Trump has just done a 180, allowing the company to sell its chips to rival China. In exchange, the U.S. government will get a 25% share of future sales. As Caitlin Babcock explains today, the deal hinges on a calculation that China will become dependent on U.S. chips and unable to produce its own. If AI is the future, the stakes could not be higher. It's Friday, December 12th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. A federal judge in Maryland ordered Kilmar Abrego Garcia freed from immigration detention on Thursday, while his legal challenge against his deportation moves forward. That hands a major victory to the Salvadoran immigrant whose deportation to a notorious prison in El Salvador made him a flashpoint in the Trump administration's immigration enforcement. Mexico will hit China with up to 50% tariffs. Proponents of the new bill say Chinese exports threaten Mexican efforts to improve domestic production and pivot to more high-end manufacturing. Other countries without free trade agreements with Mexico will also be affected, including India and Thailand. The U.S. has said China might be using Mexico to bypass U.S. tariffs. China says it will open an investigation into Mexican trade policies. Also, Disney is licensing its characters to OpenAI's Sora as part of a $1 billion investment. The major artificial intelligence company's video generator will be able to use familiar faces from Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars, among others. Actors' likenesses and voices will be exempt. So you might soon be able to make your own Lion King spin-off, perhaps featuring a cameo from Mickey Mouse. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The Trump administration is allowing NVIDIA to sell its advanced computer chips in China, a reversal of U.S. policy. The move is prompting concern that China could use the chips to close the gap or even win in the AI race. Caitlin Babcock reports for The Monitor. Tensions are growing off the coast of Venezuela as the United States pressures Nicolas Maduro to step down. Despite the world watching as U.S. military actions unfold, Venezuelan citizens are focused on survival. Contributor Mia Hirais Dahl reports from Bogota, Colombia, for The Monitor. A high-profile fraud case in Minnesota has spotlighted the lack of safeguards during the COVID-19 pandemic surrounding funds intended to prop up vulnerable Americans. The looting of taxpayer dollars holds lessons about the social safety net and the federal bureaucracy that oversees it. Story Hinckley reports for The Monitor. France is considering adopting a 5-day school week. It may seem like the French are late to the party, but it actually highlights how their academic priorities differ from those of the U.S. and how they are shifting now. Colette Davidson writes from Paris for The Monitor. For Knives Out series writer and director Rian Johnson, the third outing is not just a locked room mystery, but an opportunity to examine religious faith. Stephen Humphreys reports for The Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on how the tide of civic awakening rises in Bulgaria. The global tide of popular demand for ethical and transparent governance continues its remarkable rise this year. Bulgaria, ranked among the poorer and most corrupt nations of Europe, is the latest to feel its power. On Thursday, the morning after tens of thousands of citizens marched through the capital, the Bulgarian prime minister announced he would step down after less than a year in office. As in many other countries experiencing mass demonstrations in 2025, Bulgarian citizens are voicing their aspirations for accountability, transparency, and justice. And as elsewhere, younger voters seeking a future with more opportunities and less graft have harnessed social media and online communication as effective organizing mechanisms. One cannot afford not to talk about politics when so many people identify with you. Andrea Banda Banda, who has nearly 100,000 Instagram followers, told the news outlet Deutsche Welle. Ideally, it's much better to read a long analysis, she said, but memes are a super quick way to get an idea across. It appears the idea did get across, as evidenced by the mass turnout. The immediate cause of the protests was a government budget plan to raise taxes and Social Security contributions, which a skeptical citizenry viewed as yet another scheme to channel money into politicians' pockets. The government is seen to be under the influence of a mafia-like circle of corrupt politicians and oligarchs, some of them Russia-aligned. Distrust and political dysfunction have fed into pessimism. Nearly 75% of young Bulgarians consider emigrating to other countries, according to a survey. But the poll of 14 to 29-year-olds also found that their interest in politics had tripled from only 7% in 2018 to 21% in 2025. Teenager Martin Atanasov, who participated in the protests, represents this increased engagement. In early December, he received a local Awakener of the Year award for creating an interactive map with data for more than 177,000 accidents, pointing to government inaction on road safety. The internal discontent of Gen Z is starting to turn into action, Mr. Atanasov wrote in an article on the Bulgarian site Fakti. The demonstrations do not represent just denial and anger, he stated, but hope that the country can break out of the vicious circle of distrust, improvised solutions, and political indifference. On January 1, Bulgaria joins the Eurozone, adopting the common currency of the European Union. This is likely to jolt the economy as prices adjust upward. The road is long and difficult, as Mr. Atanasov acknowledges. But, he insists, there is hope. It is up to us to protect it. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how recognizing that we're designed to reflect God's wholeness opens the door to health, harmony, and progress. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.